All right, we'll kick off our media availabilities here at Michigan International Speedway with Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 78 Auto Owners Insurance Toyota. Martin, you won your second race of the season last week at Pocono, and you come into Michigan this weekend, a track you haven't won at, but finished second at the last race here. Do you think your team has momentum on its side?
Yeah, for sure. Last weekend was obviously a great weekend for our team, getting back to victory lane for the second time of the year. So, things have been going really well for us lately. A couple seconds, a fourth, and a win last week. So things are going well, and the guys are doing a great job, and looking forward to hopefully continuing that here at Michigan. This has been a really good track for us. We feel like we've performed really well here the last few years and haven't quite got that win yet. So hopefully this weekend we can get it done.
Great. We'll now open up to the media for questions. If you have a question, if you don't mind raising your hand, we'll bring you a microphone. And please state your name and affiliation. We'll start straight back there to the right.
Contains already kickingthetires.net way in the back. Sonoma is next up in a couple weeks, and now there's three road courses on the schedule. So what extra importance does that give your road course package now that there's three going into Sonoma?
I don't know that it changes a whole lot. I think for the teams, more than anything, it's nice to have, more than two road courses. They have to build two cars at least to go do that. So nice, I guess, to get to use those more to make it a little bit more important to focus on those cars. But for me, I really enjoy road course racing, so it should be a fun change, and hopefully the Roval works out to be as exciting as it's being led on to be. We'll have to see, but it's definitely going to be wild. But looking forward to Sonoma. I love that racetrack. It's definitely a very unique road course, a lot of fun to drive, really difficult and challenging. Last year we had an unbelievable race going there and lost an engine, so look forward to a little redemption there, hopefully.
Great. We'll come up here in front with Bob.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. No doubt you and Harvick and Kyle Busch have won 19 of the last 21 non-plate races. How much does experience impact your talent?
I think experience is very important, not only for the driver, but for the driver and team combination. I can't tell you how much we look back at past notes and things we've done over the years in the past, and it's one of those things where it's like every time you come back to a racetrack, you play off of what you did there last time and the last few times, and I feel like you just really play off of that experience in the past and try to continue to build on that each time you go back. So I definitely think it's important. It's a big part of, what I feel like the really strong teams do, and use a lot of your history as much as you do technology.
Go straight back in the middle with TV.
The tracks you race on, some are distinctly different, even the high-speed tracks. Could you talk about racing at Michigan and how it compares and what demands on your skills the drivers compose maybe to Darlington or some of the racetracks?
Yeah, I mean, all tracks are different. So you look at Michigan and California, for example. They look exactly the same from the sky. Shape's the same. Length is the same. They couldn't be any more different from a driver standpoint or from a crew chief standpoint, the way you set the car up. California's old wore out surface really wears tires out, has bumps in it, has a lot of challenges that are different than here. This place is, repaved not that long ago, still very smooth for the most part. Lots of grip, not a lot of tire wear, and super high speeds. Basically, you take two of the same racetracks and you set the car up completely different. So that's kind of an example of, what we go through as teams throughout the year. You look at all the mile and a halfs, they're all different, every single one of them. Every week is a new challenge, and you have to, figure out what works best for that racetrack. And like I said earlier, a lot of that goes back to history and just understanding what it takes to get around each particular racetrack. And then implementing what you're doing this year, this season, with the technology, with the rules package, all those type of things, and putting together a good package. So it's really tough, and the teams do an incredible job of showing up at these places and usually, giving most of the drivers something they can hang on to.
Come up front to Kelly, and then we'll come up to Reed.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Martin, you said a couple weeks ago after your White House visit that events like that makes you want championships even more. When you fight so hard to be a champion in this sport and then you're at the top, competition-wise or mentally, do you feel like does it become that much harder now, in a sense, to stay on top? Do you feel like you come to the racetrack and things are harder to continue to be that guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it much. I think we kind of, at least for me, I just kind of take it week to week and see where we're at, and hopefully hope to be able to come to the track each weekend and have a shot at winning. And I feel like this year we've done that. So, you know, I don't know that it's any harder. You know, the desire definitely doesn't go down because you want it already. You're not like, well, I got that out of the way. You know, now there's less pressure. I don't care if we do it again or anything. It's not like that. It's just you know what it means. You know what it feels like. You know, just how fun it is to celebrate with your team and feel the sense of accomplishment together. And you just want to do that again. So I think for us, we're working as hard as we ever have. You know, certainly as hard as we did last year to make sure we can, you know, have a shot at doing it again. And I think right now we're in decent shape to be able to do it, but things change fast. So you got to keep working. You got to keep your head down and just keep grinding it out each week.
Reed? Other side.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. This track specifically, since the repave, has it started to widen out more than it has been? And do you think we'll get to the point where you can start using multiple lanes again?
Yeah, I hope we do. You know, we'll have to see. Goodyear's brought a new tire this weekend. Hopefully that'll help play into that. I know they used the tire dragging quite a bit this week from basically where we normally run higher than that. So we'll just have to see. I mean, it's definitely been a challenge to work the higher grooves here, and it seems like everybody runs the, you know, because of the way the banking is at this racetrack, with the bottom groove being the flattest part of the track, you typically don't run down there throughout the weekend until the race, when you have to have somewhere to go. You have to have an option. So it seems like everybody runs the middle all weekend. And then Sunday during the race, you start going to the bottom, you know, for an option instead of going to the top. So, you know, we'll have to see. I mean, it seems like 3 and 4 is a little bit more prone to getting wider, getting in, especially on the entry, just because of the way the corner's laid out and on the exit. But it's been tough to make that third groove work here, you know, since they paved it, really. I think there was maybe one or two races where a few guys got it working at some point in the race, but typically hasn't been the fastest way to get around here. Hopefully, as it wears, it'll continue to move up, continue to give more options. You know, before it was repaved, you know, you could run all over it. So the geometry of the racetrack and the way the banking is, you know, I would think at some point it's going to lend itself to it being wider and being able to run higher and make those higher grooves work. But so far it's been a challenge with the pavement not wearing very fast.
Over here to their left.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't say. You know, I didn't run this combination at the tire test from what I gather. So we'll have to see how it plays out. I mean, you know, when you go tire test, when we were here, it was cool and rainy. Hard to put a whole lot of stock into what we felt there. You know, and like I said, I never ran the exact combination that we're going to run here this weekend. So it seems that you know, typically when we do tire tests, you know, everybody, the 4 or 5 cars or whatever who's there, are usually on a different agenda, just running through things for Goodyear. And at the end of the day, it's their decision to make what they feel the best tire is bringing back. So I really don't have any thoughts on it until we get out there and race this weekend and see what it does.
Go Chris Knight.
Yeah, Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Martin, there's been a lot of chatter and discussion about potentially running that downforce package here at Michigan in August. Would you be receptive to that?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say what it'll do here. You know, we've only ran that once at Charlotte. It's so different than here. But, you know, let's see how this weekend, let's see how this race goes first, and we'll worry about that when we come back in August.
Go to Greg over here on your left.
Martin, Greg Krupa, Detroit News. To the extent you can, just talk about the historic significance of the track celebrating 50 years this year.
Oh, I didn't even know that. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, I mean, you know, the special part of the country. I love coming up here for a lot of different reasons, but definitely a lot of great fans in this area. For sure, you think about, you know, the auto manufacturers in Detroit and what this track means to them and has for years and years and years. So. It's a unique racetrack. It's a place where, you know, car design and horsepower and aerodynamics and all that come into such play that it's obviously always been special to those manufacturers. So cool to be up here in this part of the country, and congratulations to the track on a great history and continuing that.
Any final questions for Martin? Great. Thank you so much for your time. And good luck this weekend.